is the weekly show where we tell you all the stories that Microsofties are buzzing about and filling up their inboxes. This is the 47th week.
47.
47?
That's a long time. I can't do the fingers like Paul. I'm not as good as Paul.
You're not as good as Paul. Paul's good with his fingers.
Your age, don't do things like that.
Wow.
This is Adam. Adam DePue, and you've probably met him before. He's been a host before, and he's filling in this week. So thank you for making some time. Adam works with Paul on
the secret Ninja project.
Ninja SQL Server project.
Kind of related to SQL Server, but not just SQL Server. Bigger than just SQL Server.
In what ways?
Maybe not bigger.
Maybe he can't tell us. Yeah. We will find out. We will
eventually
get to the bottom of this.
Eventually.
And one other thing that is also very interesting about Adam is Adam believes that sneakers or tennis shoes, as some of you may call them, runners, things of that sort that sort of support your feet and cushion you, and you pay a lot of money for them at sporting goods stores, useless. Useless. In fact, most shoes of modern day are useless. You can explain it better than I can. Talk to me about your theory, and also then we're going to show you what Adam walks around in.
So, I don't think they're useless. I think their shoes are still good. I think that, but my issue is that I believe that running shoes end up hurting your feet more than they help. So I tend to run barefoot or when it's cold. Cold in Seattle is, 50 degrees, so it's not like cold everywhere else, but it's still kind of super cold on your feet. So I wear what are called Vibram 5 fingers.
Now, have you ever tried to do jumping jacks barefoot?
Yes.
That hurts. Your feet need support.
Why does it hurt?
Because you're in this constant state of flexing your calf
muscle. I need to see.
Muscle.
I don't know. Let's see that again, though.
Nice try, son.
Well, I'm wearing shoes.
Oh, okay.
See?
Those are boots.
So these are not meant for jumping jacks. Let's show them what you wear. We do have other things to talk about, I swear.
We'll see. We'll take one off.
Okay. This is what he wears around Microsoft campus to work on a daily basis. It looks like an aqua sock.
It does.
Put it up real close there.
This one's made out of leather, though, so it's not just like an aqua sock. The bottom has traction. This is a trail running shoe.
Uh-huh. And this is what you run in.
This is what I run in. This is what I work out at the pro club in. This is what I do everything.
This is what you shoot ping in.
We'll get
to know more about freakish little oddities that Adam has, but right now, let's start the show. All right, I love going to the movies. Are you a big movie buff?
I do enjoy movies,
Have you seen the biggest movie now of all time, Avatar?
I did see Avatar. I saw it in 3D.
Thoughts?
It was good. I kind of want to see it in IMAX, though.
Yeah. Now, do you think the 3D is sort of the future of movie making? A lot of people are saying that this is where movies are going.
That's a good question. I don't know. I think there are a lot of 3D movies coming out, but I think a lot of it is, I don't know if part of it is maybe because it's harder to pirate movies that way. Because you can't, if you just film them, you kind of get a distorted view, and you can't really go sitting there with a camera.
Only
in the
your
back,
mind would think of that derelict reason. Maybe it's for
maybe
the
I watched too much Seinfeld. They did that in an episode of Seinfeld,
okay.
So it could be that.
Well, actually, the reason we're talking about Avatar, besides, it's groundbreaking visuals, is because Microsoft actually had a lot to do with the making of this movie.
Apparently.
And in fact, if you stick around and watch the credits, 10 minutes of credits, all the millions of people that went into helping make this movie, says at the bottom, special thanks to Microsoft.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of wondering,
what does that mean?
What does that mean?
So you sat through the whole 10 minutes of credits?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I kind of dip out.
They go too fast, actually. It's like, why even run them if they're going
to
run by that fast?
So that people get credit. So that people get credit.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't even point out a name. Regardless. So I said, what did Microsoft do with this? Because it definitely wasn't really advertised or marketed or not many people knew.
Yeah.
And it turns out that a lot of, James Cameron, a lot of the pre-production research was done at Microsoft Research, kind of went there to sort of see what Microsoft had going on because he knew that this was a piece of artwork that required technology that didn't exist when he thought of it.
The storage didn't exist.
Yeah. And that's what we did for them, right?
Yeah. We put together, how do you pronounce it? I don't even, you take a...
Gaia?
Isn't it with a G?
Gaia?
Yeah.
Well, that's the Irish way. I think it's G-I-A-I or G-A-I.
G-A-I-A. I can't. I don't know. I'm not. Sorry. Not a linguist.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay. which basically holds all the data and all the information for every single blade of grass.
Two petabytes of data.
I've never even heard of a petabyte.
You don't even know what a petabyte is? We need to get you some
no,
classes.
No, but I know if my petabyte me, I kick him out of the house.
Wow. Wow. Really?
No?
Yeah, no.
Michael liked it. All right, we're done with this story. All right, Adam, one of the biggest things going on right now is all these apps you can get on your various phones and mobile devices and things like that. Are you a big app man?
App stores?
Yeah, there's an app for that.
There is an app. it depends which platform you're using. But
this is true.
We're building up apps for that.
Well, Windows Mobile has now just announced that we're going to be getting what is, some people say, one of the more popular apps out there called Foursquare. Are you familiar with this app?
No, I learned about it yesterday, so...
Okay. So why don't you explain what it is, essentially?
That's a great question. Since there is a Foursquare app coming to Windows Mobile.
Yeah.
I'm an exclusive Windows Mobile user.
As am I.
And therefore, since the app's not out yet, I haven't used it.
Well, let me tell you why you're going to want to use it.
Because I didn't know
about it either. I mean, I do have friends who use it when they don't have theirs.
Major competitors.
Exactly. On major competitors' phones. So they're not really my friends. just kidding. Anyway,
that's
what it is it, you know, I frequently find myself going, hey, I live in Sammamish.
Yeah.
Do you know any good restaurants in Sammamish? And some, you know, just kind of trying to find out where people are going, what people are doing, what bars are good, what clubs are hot, you know, where to get the best coffee. Yeah. And this is an app that allows you to do that. It's sort of, you chart all of the restaurants, establishments that you go to throughout the course of your day, and your friends do the same thing as well. And in that, you can also give tips like, oh, at Joe's Cantina, don't get the margaritas.
Yeah. Extra happy hour at blah, blah, blah.
Right. Yeah. Or like, hey, if you're at this bar, you're going to love this clothing store afterwards to go to because then you buy the fun stuff and stuff like that. Whatever. So
drinking leads to shopping for you.
A lot of the time.
Okay. No, I've got
a lot of clothes I don't wear.
Yeah.
Not good. This was one of them, but it's everything else I had was pressed.
It came out for today. Today's a special day, folks.
Wait. So not only is it a good resource because you can find out.
Yeah.
But then you can earn points.
Well, rewards. Everybody likes rewards, right?
Who doesn't like free stuff? It's almost like frequent flyer miles within Foursquare.
Frequent visitor points.
Yeah, and with that stuff, you can unlock different sort of features within the app. And there's a lot of stores that have signed on. So if you're the guy who's gone to, they call him the mayor, and you're the mayor of Victrola Coffee.
So you can compete with your friends for points, and then you can become the mayor of the town and then do something. I don't know, put them in Foursquare jail, or I don't
know. No, you get free stuff.
Oh.
The mayor of Victrola Coffee in Seattle will get free coffee. You know, like, because one person is the mayor, they go there the most. So, I mean, not every, obviously, retail store and dining is eating establishment is signed on, but there's a laundry list, a big, long list of a lot of places that are sort of playing along. So, that's it. I think you should join.
I think I should.
And
it's cool
because it's coming to Windows Mobile.
The good thing, I mean, they have a version that you can browse straight from Windows Mobile right now. That's a website that you can browse to.
Right.
From what I've read.
Yes,
I
absolutely. So you
yet,
can go check it out.
Immediately when we're done here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go sign up, and I'm becoming the mayor of this film studio.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, we're not giving you any free stuff.
I want a free nine guy.
No. Put it down. Next.
So, yesterday,
I
got a request from a friend on Facebook to play this game called Farmville. Have you heard of Farmville? So, I'm
going to
take
kids.
That as a yes. I'm going to take that as a kids. Yeah. So, I don't know. Do you know what Farmville is?
I mean, I do know what Farmville is.
Is it like Sims but farming?
Besides being one of the most annoying things in my Facebook day, because I don't want to hear about
how
my
long
cousin.
Is your Facebook day?
I'm on Facebook quite a bit.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of just a constant open in one of my browsers.
I have a whole extra monitor dedicated to
exactly.
Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, I do.
And a third one for Twitter.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't want to know if Johnny just found a polka-dotted egg in his bushes and all of these updates. And I've asked my friends who play Farmville, why are you playing this game? And they're like, oh, it's so addictive.
So what, I mean, we figured out how to mass produce food for everyone to have so that we can all go online and virtual farm. I don't understand it.
I was never a Mafia Wars player.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, did you get into that?
No.
No.
Or the Zombie Wars?
No. I got sucked into the Zombie Wars when I very first joined Facebook because I thought that you had to poke people and I was new. You know, this is a long time ago. I thought these are the things you had to do. And then when I realized how uninteresting it was, yeah. I quickly removed that. And almost all Facebook apps. There are a few.
Which Facebook apps do you think are, which ones do you use?
I use the Super Wall.
Super Wall, okay.
Super Wall.
So pretty much just enhancements of normal Facebook features.
Right. I will take quizzes.
Okay.
I will take quizzes. But for the most part, my Facebook experience is bare boned.
Okay, got it.
But the story here and why we're talking about Facebook.
Back to Farmville, folks. Back to Farmville.
Is now, if you, they've just partnered with MSN Games.
Yeah.
So
hopefully we can play Farmville without having to log into Facebook.
Hopefully. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that this is great. I think my opinion of MSN Games is it's for children anyways, or it's ways to keep busy while at work. Like Bedazzled or Bejeweled.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Or Zuma.
Right, like games like that. Which are
games, kind of.
Exactly.
But different, but not
exactly.
PopCap
and
games.
Now
it's
you
Microsoft.
Can do it with Farmville. And I think the Zynga is the company that released Farmville, and they're hoping to release a slew of new games. So if you are into Farmville, and many of my intelligent adult friends are, I personally just am not. You can look forward to more games, and you just go to MSN Games and don't even have to...
I'm probably going to go try that out right when I'm done with Foursquare after this show.
Right, and then we'll go shoe shopping.
And then, we have to go drinking and then shoe shopping.
Nice! I know Paul isn't a fan of Twitter, but do you tweet?
Paul and I are very similar in that aspect. It's not my deal.
No, not your deal. But do you respect those who do?
I
and
of
the
course,
such
of
as
course.
Bill Gates, since he tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Well,
I don't follow people on Twitter.
No.
I don't have Tweeple. So.
Well, if you did, you could use this new Bing Maps Twitter integration, where you log on, and we're on here. You guys can. I'll send it to you at home.
You can just go to maps.bing.com/Twitter.
And what it does is it links with your Twitter profile and tells you where people are tweeting from.
Well, it doesn't even do that. What it does is it pulls out of Twitter's. It uses all their geolocation APIs and shows you points where people are tweeting from.
Right.
And
so
what they're saying.
If we scroll out here.
And it's great because when you zoom in, it starts showing more and more and more. And apparently there's a lot of Tweeple or Twitter people. A
lot in Seattle. Not so much in Wenatchee.
Yeah, well,
not
apparently.
So much.
Maybe it's just loading. There is one in Wenatchee.
Oh, there is one.
There's a whole cluster of
not so much
people.
In Walla Walla.
Okay, there we go.
Anyway, it's fun. It's interesting. And, you know, the new Bing Maps page also has a whole app section, and they have a Twitter app there. So it's all just becoming integrated.
I think I may start following and at least using the site so I know where not to go where all the annoying people are Twittering.
There you go.
That's the key.
Next.
So have you seen this stuff with Mac Office? Have you ever used Mac Office?
I haven't, but I know several of my friends who have Macs get frustrated when I send them PowerPoints, Word, whatever, and they can't open it. So I know there is a great need.
You encourage them for Mac. Well, Mac Office has been around for a long time.
Yep.
And you can actually tell, well, kind of tell, that on MacOfficeLovesYou.com, isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, MacOfficeLovesYou.com. And you can see there's a video on there of the 1989 Mac with the little keyboard out in front of him doing a presentation with the new PowerPoint lady.
Yeah.
I think it's a lady.
Sure.
And
so there you go.
It's pretty entertaining.
And they're having a contest.
They are having a contest. You can get some custom, is this custom colored laptops?
That's exciting.
Mac laptops.
Mac, right.
I mean, that only makes sense.
Right.
It'd be a little
odd. You wouldn't use Office
for Mac.
Hey, use
Mac Office
on your PC.
Here's your PC. Yeah, yeah. No, that'd be kind of weird.
You get a custom color. Is it a MacBook Pro? A PowerBook? MacBook Pro. There you go. MacBook Pro. And basically, there's a Twitter and a Facebook integration, and you can go on and enter. Basically, you just have to use the hashtag Office for Mac, and there'll be winners suggested, and we'll have all the details if you are a Mac user
or know someone who helps. If you're the mayor of a Microsoft store, like the store where you can, if you're a mayor on Foursquare.
On Foursquare.
No, I'm totally making that up. It didn't even work. Sorry,
you're
guys.
You're trying to integrate it all together.
I was trying to hook it all back together. It didn't even work.
It didn't work. But you guys
like
can...
a joke from earlier.
Damn you. That's it. Office for Mac contest. Check up the rules. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, Adam, that's a wrap. Thank you so much for coming down and making fun of me, filling the role of Paul, making fun of me.
Paul
it's
gave
always
me
it's a big boost for my self-esteem shooting this show with you guys. I really, really enjoy it. And next week, you won't be here. Paul will.
Paul will be
and
here.
And then the following week, I won't be here, and it'll be the man show.
Paul.
So I'm
going to
see
myself.
What you do without me. Let's see how you guys
I'm just going to have to redirect my making fun of directly
right.
to Paul.
I expect a battle of the wits. Anyway, you guys at home or in the office or on your Zoom, however you're watching us, thank you
or
for watching.
Or playing Farmville.
Playing Farmville. You never know.
With us on the other
If
monitor.
You had Foursquare with me, I would know where you are or if you Hook tweeted it.
All back together.
See that? See how I'm good at this. Don't forget to comment. Thumbs up all the way. Don't thumbs down. Just comment. There you go. And that's it. We're going to see
it.
You next week. And send in some story suggestions. Because
yeah.
We
we'll
love them.
Whatever.
We take them to
we'll
heart and we try.
We'll talk about whatever you want us to
we'll
talk
about. We'll
talk
about anything, really.
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1. That's a wrap.